From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Plane crash evidence points to possible Russian involvement. Investigators probing last year's downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine have found fragments that may have come from a Russian surface-to-air missile. Fred Westerbeck is the Dutch national prosecutor.
We found some parts which were not part of the aircraft, of the airplane. And in the last few months, we've established that we can say that these probably are parts of a missile system and probably a Buk missile system.
All 298 people on board were killed in the crash. Turkey's military says its warplanes launched airstrikes against 17 Kurdish rebel targets Tuesday in southeastern Turkey. A statement said the strikes focused on the Kurdistan Workers' Party in Hakkari province, which borders Iraq and Iran. Iraq's parliament has unanimously approved Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's proposed government reforms to tackle corruption and cut spending. Mr. Abadi proposed the changes on Sunday, including the elimination of the largely symbolic offices of three vice presidents and three deputy prime ministers. The United Nations says thousands of native Somalis are returning from Yemen despite a serious humanitarian crisis at home. The UN Human Rights Office said Tuesday nearly 29,000 people have arrived in Somalia from Yemen since March, with more expected in coming months. The returns across the Gulf of Aden are also a reversal of a long-term trend that has seen hundreds of thousands of Somalis flee the country to escape conflict, hunger, and poverty. This is VOA News.